Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Coach Dub, and if you see us popping up, means we got some good news to talk about. Texas gone 5-for-5 at defensive tackle in the portal, and number 5 may be one of the biggest, maybe 1A, maybe 1B. Syracuse transfer Marad Watson, a freshman All-American for the Orange last year, has committed to Texas, entered the portal Monday, made a quick visit to Texas, and Charlie decided he was done with the process, wanted to wear burnt orange instead of bright orange. And now the Longhorns have, after watching a little bit of what he brings to the table, someone who's versatile and talented and probably instant impact.
Definitely. Like, when I see this guy, I see 3 and out. I know he has 3 years of eligibility left, but NFL may come calling in too. Just watching this film and turning on the tape, you see this guy line up at the 1 take, the 3 take. He played the 4-eye and sometimes played the 5 technique. I watched him a little bit versus UNLV, and you know, with the go-go offense and triple options, I saw him kind of, you know, squeeze down and surface, play the running back and the quarterback, and has that quick burst and quick acceleration to play both of them. He played the pitch man well, and he also played the quarterback well on the QB keeper. So I'm looking at a guy like, man, are you sure he's 300-plus pounds? Because he can move like a linebacker or a normal defensive end. And so just watching him play, he has a motor. I see him chasing down screens on the outside, tunnel screens. Then I saw ball carrier get loose, and he's running down the field 30, 40 yards. Like, he doesn't care. He's going to get the job done. He has hustle. He has grit, determination to make a play. And for a guy that size, I think Texas just got a playmaker in the trenches.
Yeah, looking at him right now as we're recording this, a number 94 player in the portal, the number 5 defensive lineman. Like I mentioned, a freshman All-American, had 31 tackles last year, 2 for loss, 1 sack. And I like what I saw on film as well. You know, you said you watched him against UNLV. I got to see a few clips of him versus Washington State in their bowl game. Yeah. And I'm guessing that Fran Brown does some pretty similar things to Pete Kwiatkowski, because he was lining up in a lot of different alignments, holding the point of attack, using his strength, and making sure to really utilize the gifts that he got. And, you know, this is one of those instances where Texas is reaping the benefits of development that another school put the effort in for. Watson was ranked as like the number 1,086 prospect, number 97 defensive lineman, number 18 player in New Jersey, and then all of a sudden he jumps into the portal and becomes a top 100 player available across both windows. Definitely somebody that has developed, and the Longhorns are going to be able to make use of that with Kenny Baker and company. One other thing, you know, you mentioned you see 3 and out stuff, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but this is a little bit of a deviation from what we've seen in the past, you know, with guys like Bill Norton and guys like Jermaine Lole. We knew they were coming in, and they were only going to be here for one season. Some other additions were multi-year transfers. They didn't last, but you see this guy lasting, and you see him maybe being at Texas for a couple of years as well, helping a position room that only brought in 3 during the 2025 cycle with Sharma, Terry, and Charles, and then I think maybe just 1 or 2 from the cycle before. That's right, with January and Hill. So Steve Sarkisian likes to talk about how they used the portal to maybe address gaps in recruiting. And, man, this is a great way to address that, kind of add him like he was another member of that 2024 class.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you got your 2 veterans at Sean Brevard, but you also got Hero Canoe, who has, 2 or 3 years of eligibility left. Yeah, Watson, who has 3 years of eligibility left, right? And so, and you just got LaVon Johnson, who also has another 3 years or 2 years of eligibility. So you got time to kind of groom these guys and develop them to what you want still, because they have so much untapped potential still, but they're already good players, so where they can come in and fill those gaps. But you got them for more than just a 1 year rental. So I think they're doing it the right way. If you can find guys who can give you production and play and still get 2 or 3 years out of them, that's the right way to do it. And so I think this Texas staff has done a great job of getting a lot of veteran leadership, but guys who are just as good as those veterans, but still has 2 or 3 years left football. And so they're building it the right way. And it kind of lets you go, okay, what do we do in the 2026 class? How many defensive tackles do we need? Right? That room can get stacked pretty quickly. And as we know, Steve Sarkisian has done a great job of always fixing and addressing every area of need going into the next season. He's done that with the defensive tackle room.
Looking at his game log really quickly, trying to find one of the better teams that he played against. And maybe that's a little bit tough when you're thinking about the current shape of the ACC. But when you look at some of his totals, played Georgia Tech, had 3 tackles and a tackle for loss. had his sacks against, well, Holy Cross. That's where his one sack came from. But you look around and you see that against UNLV, that good team with the go-go offense, two tackles, four tackles against Boston College. We know that they were running the ball a lot with Castellanos. So they were, you know, he had his work cut out for him in that game. And another thing I noticed was when you looked at some of his advanced stats, again, he's all over the place, but a lot of them are in the B gap. And that's a very critical spot in this Texas defense where you need somebody who maybe is holding the point of attack a little bit more while the guy in the A gap or a little bit over center is able to do some more penetration. So very, very versatile, probably an instant impact guy. We'll go into where he might fit in the whole pecking order with defensive tackles that have brought in. But first, got to show some love to our sponsor, and that is Laura Baker.
Hi, I want to tell you about Laura Baker. If you're looking for a new home in the 512 or even at this point, let's face it, 737 area code, there's only one number to call. That's Laura Baker at 512-784-0505. As a member of the elite Andy Allen team with Keller Williams, Laura has helped Longhorns find the home of their dreams in Central Texas. Just ask our resident sex symbol, Ian Boyd, who moved all the way from Michigan to Texas with Laura's help. Laura can help you find what you're looking for in the 512, the 737, or even parts of the 254 and the 210. Just, you know, give her a call at 512-784-0505. Her email is in the description as well as the rest of her contact details. She's a friend. Give her a call.
You had kind of mentioned some of the other guys that had joined in this transfer portal class. Ohio State, Hero Canoe. I think he's got 2 years. Yeah. Travis Shaw, 1 year. Colbert Vard, I can't remember exactly.
I think he had one left, but
he may one or two. Yeah. LaVon Johnson, multiple years, and now Marad Watson, multiple years.
Yes.
It's hard for me not to think that this guy is shooting up to the top of that crew alongside Colbert Vard. And the good thing is they kind of occupy different roles, but I feel like this guy may be heading to the top of the list that they brought in among those five transfers.
Yeah, definitely. And you look as later in the season, you mentioned the Washington State game, but you talk about the Miami game. He had a great game versus Cam Ward, that top high flying, high powered offense in Miami. And I think he finished with like six tackles, two solo, had four assists. He was moving all over the field. You know, chasing Cam Ward around all day is exhausting, especially for a big guy. But then he got familiar with new Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer when he played Washington State, and he was in his face all day. So, you know, hopefully we can see a little bit of that again in October. But those were two of his best games as far as tackles and where he got the majority of his tackles at. And so those last two games. So you can tell the Syracuse staff started to trust him more as a freshman to play later on. And so that speaks volumes to what they think about his talent and what he thought he could be and what we think he can be at Texas.
Do you think he may be a starter? It's kind of hard for me not to see that right now. I know we've got Alex January making some strong moves over the course of camp. With when Travis Shaw is full go, he's one of the better players on this defense. But like it's really hard for me to look at this addition and not think that the starting defensive tackles for Texas in 2025 are going to feature are going to be Brevard and Watson.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Those guys, they have the size you want, they have the motor you want, they have all the technique. Like, I think they come in ready. I'm not saying I think Travis Shaw fits a knee. I think almost like a Bill Norton knee. I need you on first down, I need you on short yardage, I need you on goal line. It's just stuff to run. But I think these two could be your starters because they kind of fit everything you want. And I think Alex January is right there exactly with these guys. We want to see how he goes the rest of the spring, where he's at weight-wise and all that. But I think all running neck and neck. I think you essentially have three starters, right? These guys may get the bulk of the snaps, but these other guys are going to rotate in. And I think you keep everybody fresh. I think you could end up having four starters, just Brevard and Watson being A and January and Shaw being B.
One of the other good things is we had talked about how we think that Josiah Sharma, Ron Charles, and Justice Terry especially probably were ready enough, maybe not to be effective, but to also see snaps, which again, valuable at this level.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like offensive line. If you can get a little bit of a pipeline going and get some guys opportunities to develop, let guys like Sharma, let guys like Charles go up against Cole Hudson and DJ Campbell and Neto Umeozulu on the scout team and give them good looks. That's good for them. Justice Terry is a little bit of a different situation, I feel like, but adding this, you can put on Justice Terry's plate only what he needs instead of maybe overloading him. And that may be beneficial for him this year, just helping the whole entire room at this point.
I agree. I think Syracuse did that with Watson, right? They didn't feature him, but they let him kind of get snaps here and there. He's got momentum. He gained more snaps as the season went on. Well, we can do that with Justice Terry, knowing we're going to lose Shaw and maybe Brevard at the end of the season. All right, Justice Terry, now you're next man up in the rotation to get majority of the snaps, right? And so you can bring him along slow and not depend on him so much as a freshman and let him get acclimated to the game of college football, because we know in the trenches, that's where it's a lot tougher in the trenches as a young kid getting out there and playing. So bring him along slowly, but let him get some key snaps in the game. And Texas has done a great job at other positions doing that, bringing in young guys, letting them get some key game experience. I think we can do that with Justice Terry, Sharma, and Myron Charles now.
Should be a lot of fun to see. I know Texas, I think they were number 22 in the transfer portal rankings entering into, before this decision. I bet they're going to hop into the top 20 or something like that. And we know Texas doesn't major in the portal. I think this will be their 10th edition. Most of the other teams that are higher up than them in the rankings are like 15. Some are even up to like 20, I think. There are teams like Purdue who've logged up 30 or something, because Barry Odom needed to replenish that roster. So they're still, ranked properly, it feels like, but they're not, again, overdoing the portal like so many other teams do, relying on high school and then plugging in from the portal when they need to fill a hole. So should be a lot of fun to track this edition over the course of the summer and then fall camp. So thank you for watching. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. And, of course, if you've not done so yet, head to InsideTexas.com. You can sign up today and get 4 months for $1, a great deal. And, of course, if you have not already, sign up. Go to the Inside Texas message board. Go check out the details for our Texas A&M tailgate this upcoming Friday. Should be a lot of fun out in left field behind the left field fence, right by the tennis center. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Charlie, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.